In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us humble ourselves before the presence of God, acknowledging our sins and asking God forgiveness as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are in possession experienced it. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter devastation. But they are in peace, for if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the name of their visitation, they shall shine, and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. I will bless the Lord at all times. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. I will bless the Lord at all times. the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. I will bless the Lord at all times. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm a little bit nervous and concerned to give homily this early morning with the instruction that I have to keep my homily very short. It reminds me of my homiletic professor in Chinese telling me that the best homily is follow the Chinese saying, "More talk, more mistakes." Less talk, less mistake. No talk, no mistake. My dear friends, we're living in a life and culture of entitlement, where we claim every privilege and benefit, thinking and believing that we deserve it and we expect it. Somehow I can say that we can relate to that in our own very lives. When we have worked hard, we expect to treat ourselves a little time off. We want to treat ourselves to a nice dinner, thinking that, man, I work so hard. It's difficult work, and so I need some sort of a reward. Let me give myself a double martini tonight. That is the kind of attitude we have in our life. Entitlement, expectations, thinking that we deserve it. However, in our readings today, Christ gives some clarity into this matter, reminding us of our fundamental identity in life. We are creatures of God. We are made by God as servants of his kingdom. Everything that we have, everything that we possess, come from God freely. And everything that we achieve, everything that we accomplish, are not of our own merit. It is because of the power of God's grace emanating from him and being bestowed and become a part of our essence and nature. So he equips us with everything that we need in order to carry on the task and the ministry entrusted to our care. So we are but God's servants, called to be obedient to his will and to his design. Whatever we accomplish, we claim no merit. We do not deserve any reward. In the gospel, Jesus warns us of the sin of pride. He made us aware of the corrosive attitude of what we call self-esteem. As we carry on our pastoral ministry and the sacred duty of serving in the kingdom of God. As shepherds, ordained shepherds of God's flock, we are called to a life of service or ministry simply to manifest the love of God in our world, to express the living presence and the gift of salvation available to all our people. In some mysterious ways, we forget that God has blessed us, but His blessings are not intended simply to be kept for our own benefit. In some ways, He made our hearts like storage bins of God's. God did not make our hearts as storage bins of His graces, but rather He made our hearts as distribution centers of His graces and blessings. So the good thing, however, is that God does not count, nor we are expected to make our points by doing the things that are required of us. We have no way to claim rewards. We are blessed already with our ministry, and our fidelity to our ministry guarantees our blessings. Working for God's kingdom is a gift, and it's already a privilege. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, "Service is a privilege. Works of love are always a means of becoming closer to our God." So my dear brothers in today's and sisters, in today's Mass, let us ask for God's grace to be faithful and humble servants of God, so that we may continue to carry out our ministry with constant devotion and with humility, with joy and gladness, expecting no reward, knowing that we have done no more than our duty. Amen. Let us bring before our merciful Father our own needs and the needs of the world.
For the Holy Church, may she continue to serve faithfully and to abound in holiness and virtue, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who struggle in their faith, may God inspire them a renewed zeal for holiness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are persecuted for their faith in Christ, may they be strengthened in faith and hope by the prayers and support of their brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who seek God with a sincere heart, may they come to know Christ and rejoice in the salvation He offers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in Christ, may they know forever the perfect communion of the city of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have asked for our prayers, may the Lord's comfort and help, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Holy God, listen in kindness to the prayers of your church, and grant your grace to those who place their trust in you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look with favor, we pray, O Lord, upon the sacrificial gifts offered here, that celebrating in mystery the passion of your Son, we may honor it with loving devotion. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you form it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and William, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other.
Thanks for helping, Andrew. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Let us pray. Nourished by the sacred gift, O Lord, we give you thanks and beseech your mercy that by the pouring forth of your Spirit, the grace of integrity may endure in those your heavenly power has entered. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives.
Thanks be to God.